Meeting will come to order. Clerk will note the rolls. There is a quorum. Members, thank you for making this work this evening. We have the minutes of the April 26th meeting before us. Are there any corrections, additions, or changes? Representative Biskins moves approval of the minutes. Seeing no discussion, all in favor of the minutes, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion prevails. The minutes are approved. Members, we have one item of business before us this evening. That's House File 4142. Representative Prinke moves that House File 4142 be recommended to pass and referred to the General Register. And Representative Prinke, would you like to take the amendment first or explain the bill?
Mr. Chairman, why don't I just briefly, it's rather straightforward piece of legislation, so let me just walk briefly through it, if I might.
Please do so.
This is the property tax rebate. Property tax rebate equal to 10% of the property taxes payable in 2006. The rebate would only go to owners or people who have qualified for homestead classification. It would include for ag land, or agricultural property, would include the home, garage, and 1 acre, and only that, no ag land included, no rental property, no CI, seasonal rec, non or other non-homesteaded properties. It would require that the county auditor provide to the commissioner of revenue electronically format the name of the homeowner, the address, and the 2006 property tax paid. It would also, the county would also submit information as to whether there was a property tax delinquency on the homestead prior to, in 2005 or previously. And members, the total amount of the rebate under this provision would be $307 million. The cost of issuing the checks from the Department of Revenue would be approximately $1 million. It would be a cost to the Department of Finance of $186,000. The checks, then again, members, would hopefully be issued according to the legislation prior to October 1st, so that the homeowners would have the money available to pay to make their October 15th property tax payment. The average amount of the check under the bill as it currently stands is approximately $205. That's the legislation, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, members, we have one amendment, the A18 amendment. Chair will move the A18 amendment. Members, the A18 amendment does two things. Firstly, it provides for a 9% instead of a 10% property tax rebate and takes the difference, roughly $30 million, and leaves it with the tax committee for the omnibus tax bill. As we had discussions, we felt it was important to have some additional money available for the tax committee for the omnibus tax bill. So if we did this, we'll have roughly $40 million available for the omnibus tax bill and the various tax cuts that would be made. Secondly, the amendment pays for the administrative costs that Representative Prinke referenced. It pays for it through the sale of state land. You'll remember when we had the state government finance bill come through that we had some state land sales in there. I'm not sure that that bill is necessarily going to be moving forward. There is less state land sale in here than there was in that bill. In the event that that bill would move forward, this amendment is structured that it would be land sales in addition to that. But in any case, it uses state land sales to pay for the administrative cost. Discussion of the A18 amendment, Representative Abler.
Would this land sale require the sale of land in Blaine that was so controversial as part of that topic?
Representative Abler, no.
Thank you.
Other discussion to the A18 amendment? See no discussion. All in favor of the A18 amendment, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
Motion prevails. The A18 amendment is adopted. Okay, to the bill as amended. Discussion. Representative McNamara.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chair. Representative Prinke, my question is, you said you're going to distribute the money before October 1st. I was just thinking, why aren't you distributing the money closer to the time that the people are actually going to be paying their taxes if we're going to use it for their October 15th taxes? I mean, isn't it possible the money could get distributed in August or something? And I'm wondering, wouldn't we want it available? I would think you'd want to, say, distribute the money sometime between October 1st and October 15th so they would have it more to really use for their tax payments. Because I think most people probably pay their taxes within a day or two of the day they're due.
Representative Franke.
Chairman, Representative McNamara, there are two reasons. First and foremost, I guess there are three reasons. First thing we need to do is this, I should have mentioned that this rebate check is predicated on the Supreme Court making a decision in affirmative with the state's position that the health impact fee is indeed valid. Therefore, that is what would allow us to actually have this money in the tax relief account. So we need a decision from the Supreme Court before we could proceed, number one. Number two, the counties then have to transmit the information to the Department of Revenue, and then the Department of Revenue has to enter that information and give it to the Department of Finance before the checks can be mailed. So we have a domino effect, and therefore it is going to be a fairly compressed time frame for all those things to happen, even to get the checks in people's hands by October 1st, or mailed by October 1st.
Representative McNamara.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Representative Krinke, my point is, I think that we should be given it closer to when they're actually going to pay it. If they're going to pay their taxes on the 13th or 14th, this says they could distribute it on August 1st. I think this money should get in the folks' hands when they're going to be making that second payment. I'm saying, why doesn't it say on or before October 15th or after October 1st but before October 15th? I'm saying we should really use this supposed to be to help the people make their second half payment. Why aren't we paying it close to that date?
Well, if we want to give the both the counties as well as the Department of Revenue and the Department of Finance, I think, as much time. But again, if you mail that check by October 1st, you might not, in some areas of the state, you might not get it for two or three days. And again, by the time someone would take the check and deposit it, whatever, I think that the October 1st date is as within a reasonable time, but not after the time when you'd have to actually make the property tax payment. I don't think we can cut it any closer, Representative McNamara.
The one thing I could add, Representative McNamara, is, of course, many people make their property tax payments on a monthly basis as part of some sort of mortgage payment, and so to the extent they're making it every month, they're making it on October 1st to be the last payment that they would actually make before their October 15th taxes are actually due. Other discussion to the bill?
Mr. Chairman?
Representative Silberg.
Maybe I should make a smart remark, but maybe we could make it, I won't make a smart remark.
Representative Silberg moves the oral amendment. Oh, okay. All right. Seeing no further discussion, all in favor? Representative Finkin removes his motion that House File 4142 as amended be recommended to pass and referred to the General Register. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
Motion prevails. The bill is passed. Members, there is no meeting tomorrow. Have a good meeting. Have a good weekend. Meeting adjourned.